Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, before we get back to your calls, and obviously a lot of Nick talk, let's get to the NFL schedules. Obviously, you kind of knew this was going to happen. The Giants schedule was going to leak out. The Jets schedule was going to leak out. Sean Morash, as the host of One Giant Step, the face of Giant fandom, your reaction and your biggest takeaway from this New York Giants schedule.
Why on earth do the Giants always have to have primetime games versus teams that have a million other primetime games versus worthy opponents? It's like the sixth year in a row. Week three, Giants are Sunday night versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And week six, home Thursday night versus the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the only thing. We knew they were going to have a tough schedule. They were picking third overall. Do you need to have this gauntlet to start the year with two primetime games just to have like the team be the butt of the joke again if they get completely annihilated by the two teams in the Super Bowl? Why are they playing in primetime versus the Super Bowl teams?
Well, I think that's what you hope doesn't happen. Because it's almost like, all right, they're scheduled the way it is. They're probably going to lose those games. But just don't be embarrassed. And honestly, I hate to say it, that could be a win. It could be viewed as a win.
Yeah, I also like the fact that their bye week is so late in December, and we'll get to this later, because that could lead to a nice landing spot to play Jackson Dart the rest of the year if things spiraled. But again, you have another scenario, Giants-Eagles. They're playing 2 out of 3 weeks in October there, which I think is also ridiculous. We're not even spacing out the times you're playing division opponents. So those are my kind of takeaways. Look, it's going to be a gauntlet. They could get off to an 0-3 start, and everybody's in panic mode at Washington, at Dallas, home Chiefs. Walking out of that first home game feeling like the season's over again.
Yeah, but
I'm trusting the defense is not going to let that happen.
Sean, Antique, wouldn't it be a good, at least for me, I want to see them get off to an 0-3 start because that means Mr. Unlimited could go to the bench and we could get Jackson Dart in there.
Well, if they
get off to a good start, it's more Russell Wilson.
That's interesting. In some ways, you're kind of correct about that, and there's some people who are speculating, and I don't know what they're speculating comes from, the speculation comes from, because they're running around in underwear and just doing basic drills. But people are saying, hey, Jackson Dart could end up starting. He looks really good. I was like, why? Because he spins the ball in his hand before he throws it downfield? Like, what the hell are we talking about here? He hasn't seen anything advanced. He probably knows a fraction of the playbook at this point. So the speculation is there, obviously. But if they do have a really bad start, 0-4, 0-4, whatever it may be, 2-6, Jackson Dart's going to see time early. And I think, honestly, Giant fans will be okay with that.
Oh, definitely. And you're right about if this season spirals, it is going to be a rush to see Jackson Dart. But I don't believe in that kind of loser talk. And quite frankly, I'm very ashamed of you, Tommy. Because when a football season is going to begin, and not that it's beginning tomorrow, but we do have a schedule, so we have some clarity, I like to look at it and say, how do I make the playoffs? That's the way I operate. Even if my team isn't going to make the playoffs, even if we're not, it's football. You never know. So what I like about your schedule, and I heard Al Duke say this morning, and Al is, you know, one of the football czars around here.
No doubt.
His opinions are very smart, and this one was spot on.
Beautiful football mind, Al Dukes.
Al Dukes is right. Give me the good teams early. Because the first month of the season is basically glorified preseason. And I have a better chance of knocking off the Chiefs early in the season than I do in November and December. So give me your best. Give me the loaded. Give me all of them. Because if I'm going to beat them, I probably have a better chance to do it early than I do late.
Yeah, but and I said this to Sean off the air a couple days ago. For me, and I've been very negative with the Giants, I haven't said it on the air yet, but I am buying so much into this rookie draft class. I'm so excited. And if they hit on Dart and Carter, think about that. If Carter's great and Dart is great, the Giants are going to be Super Bowl contenders for the next 10 or 15 years. I'm impatient. I want to get there. Yes. If they hit on a great pass rusher and a great but, Teek, if you have a great pass rusher and a great quarterback, doesn't that put you to the front of the line and be a great team?
If you have some steps that you're skipping, obviously.
Conveniently,
but, right? But Jackson Dart is great, it gives you an advantage. We won't know that though. I don't think we're going to know that until 2026, right? That's not a 2025 thing. It's very rare, and I know we've been somewhat spoiled because of the last two seasons. With Jaden Daniels obviously down in Washington, C.J. Stroud in Houston, but that is so rare that someone as a rookie quarterback gets it that quickly and takes their team, wins, and goes to the postseason. It's hard to do. It really is. So we're not going to know this until 2026.
Do you agree that, look, we all knew the Giants were going to have a loaded schedule. The funny thing about the schedules leaking out is we all knew who the Jets and Giants were playing. We just didn't know when, right? That's the only thing we're learning, and start times and all that, prime time. Do you agree that if you're going to have a loaded schedule, give me the best teams early?
Yeah.
But, or do you actually disagree that I got it all backwards?
Well, the problem is, Evan, yes, we have those tough teams early, Washington, Dallas, in theory, Kansas City.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chargers coming in those first 4 weeks. But then you go look at the back end of the schedule, like week 10, or after week 10, so 11, 12, are Green Bay and Detroit back-to-back. San Francisco's 2 weeks prior to that, those two games in week 9. It doesn't really ever get easy. And then you get Washington again to close it out. Washington, Minnesota, and the Cowboys are the last game of the season for them in the first week of January. So, I don't think this is about easy or not easy. I think it's about where are the Giants and where are they relative to the best teams in football. And we'll find that out early, and then we'll see if they evolve and develop into one of the better teams as the season goes on. That's coaching, by the way.
What can happen, just real quickly, they cannot start 0-4 in that gauntlet. So when I'm just looking at that early on, I think if they lose that opening game, that at Dallas game in week 2, and kind of everybody expecting a slight regression from the Cowboys, that is going to be one when we're sitting here that week on the fan where we circle and we're all revved up that the Giants got to find a way to win.
Hey, they got to win this game. I agree with you.
Now, about a week ago, we all made our predictions on who the Jets and Giants would open with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a longish-term prediction, but now we have the results. I forgot what everybody said, but luckily, Sean, you've got the audio, correct?
Correct.
All right, so who do you want? Lead the way so we can find. Now, just for the record, the Giants are opening in Washington against the Commanders. The Jets are opening at home against the Steelers, which feels like a setup with Aaron Rodgers' return. And both of those games are 1 o'clock games, which absolutely sucks. And I'm not a fan of that. There's a lot of that this season, which is to be expected, but not a fan of it. So Jets and Giants will be competing with each other a lot with 1 o'clock start. So that, if you're just tuning in, is who the openers are against. The Giants in Washington against the Commanders. Sounds like a road trip. And the Jets at home against the Steelers. Sean, take us through our predictions.
Okay, we want to do Giants first and then go to the Jets? Is that what you want to
do? Yeah, why not?
Okay, so let's start with the Giants first. We'll give my prediction first. Here you go, Connor. I think the Giants are going to New England week one.
And when are they going to New England?
They are, ironically, Evan, week 13, Monday Night Football, so EEI will see you then.
That's right. All right, all next.
Right. All right, next, let's hear Tiki's Giants prediction.
I'm going to say Raiders.
Now, when are they playing the Raiders?
They are playing the Raiders the second to last week of the season between Christmas and New Year's. Good vacation week for Vegas, though.
Very good. So far, a horrible start. All right, well, who's next?
Next will be you, Evan.
Yes.
My week one prediction is we're going to get Giants-Cowboys.
That was close.
You came close. Week two.
That was close. I mean, that's a default answer because the Giants and the Cowboys have played a million times to open up seasons. But certainly I take an L, but a lot closer than Sean and Tiki.
And you know what? It feels like a positive Tommy week with all the Knicks stuff. Let's let him go last.
Giants, Commanders, Sunday Night Football.
Nailed it. Not Sunday night. Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, but it should be Sunday night. Why the heck are the Giants and Jets playing at the same time? Can you put that game in D.C.? It's Jaden Daniels, and as much as I don't want him starting, it's still Russell Wilson.
What is the week one Sunday night, or has that been announced yet?
Yeah, I have all the primetime games. It is Bills-Ravens Sunday night week one.
I mean, there you go. There's your answer.
Yeah, you can't.
That's a sexier game.
Right, you can't fight that one.
It is a sexier game, but I like when they mix it up a little bit. I'm not going to argue that we have a sexier matchup, but Daniels, New York market, obviously a star quarterback there. The Giants on the rise a little bit here. I figured, why not put that Sunday night?
I just want to interrupt this real quick. I know you wanted me to buy the tickets before 4 o'clock. It is now 4:15. I'm going to hit confirm on the tickets.
Okay.
I think they're wonderful seats. They're upstairs. They're mid-court.
Hit me with the butt.
They're going to be in the middle of a section. I'm sorry, bro. Beggars can't be choosers right now. It's a decent price. It's a great view. I'll even show you the view, and you could describe it to the audience. Rosie, look at that view. Dead center.
Great view. What are we buying, an apartment in Jersey City?
That's a very good view, Tommy.
No, we're going to a basketball game, but it is going to be in the middle of the section. I'm just giving you a heads up. If you want, me and Rosie will surround you, and you'll be in the middle. But I'm going to hit next as soon as you say okay. If you say no, we're going to play this game for another hour. I'm just warning you.
It's all right. I'm just going to have to do what you do, and I'm going to have to go number one in a Poland Spring bottle.
All right, that's your problem.
Oh, jeez.
All right, it is confirmed. Should I announce our section?
No, you should not announce the section. That I would not do.
Can we get an eating loogie at halftime from TD Garden?
Oh, I'm not eating during the game.
I am, and I expect two hot dogs when I walk in, by the way.
I'm having a wet dinner.
All right. I do not want to protect this with insurance. I'm good to go buy it by myself. Yes, I'm sure. I have read the red agreement, and it is now
official. Had a very good seat for the game.
We are sitting upstairs at TD Bank Garden for under three. We got it under three, Rosie.
Good, because I'm only going to give you $10.
No, I'm not asking for any money now. All I want is dinner. That's all I'm asking for. Two hot dogs and a bottle of water.
Whoa, dinner and a hot dog.
Two hot dogs, mustard, and a bottle of water.
Two hot dogs?
Yeah. And you owe me dinner as well.
We'll get to you in a second.
Because you drove.
Absolutely,
yes.
Paul and I have a friendship agreement. That's one.
Think about that. Rosie drove him. Yeah. I bought the tickets. Like, dinner. And think about what my dinner is, Teak. Two hot dogs and a bottle of water. I'm not even asking for a beer.
Dude, your burps on the ride home are going to be awful. Two hot dogs and a bottle of water?
And now I'm going to have to sit next to him with the agita. Two hot dogs and what do you want, a water? That's still going to run me probably $40.
That's not running you $40.
No, of course it is.
Each dog is going to be $9, and the water will be $7. So that'll be $25.
All right, but you got to throw a little tip. So let's round up to 30.
What's wrong with him?
And I need a ride, so Rosenberg's got to be Bobby Bacala. I'm Uncle June. How am I getting up here? I don't own a car.
So as soon as I buy these very expensive tickets, his reaction is to fight buying me hot dogs and water.
Yes, of course I am. And plus, when am I going to go to buy them? I'm going to lose game action. I'm not going to see the game. And again, I'm going to get heckled.
Here's what I think you should do. And I think, Tiki, you're the boss, so you tell me if you're good with this. I think we should allow Tommy to leave the program just slightly earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Get a head start,
okay,
so that you have time to get me the two hot dogs and the water, and by the time I get there, which God knows what time that'll be, it'll be ready for me. And I don't mind if the hot dog is cold. I don't care. That's fine.
That's fine. What do you want on it? Mustard, ketchup?
Mustard, please. Mustard, yes.
Just mustard? We need to get this approved, this leaving the show early thing.
The loogie part, you get to approve. If you're okay with it.
Yeah, loogie, you're good.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.